So before we go weiter and we turn our attention to the last shorter part of the daf, I just think it's kedai to understand what we just learned. So we had a Mishnah, a very straightforward Mishnah. Man gives his wife a get and says, So the Mishnah says she gives the Masayim Zuz, she's going to be divorced. There's no question about it. The question is, when she gives the Masayim Zuz, is she divorced from Afreya from the time that he gave the get? Or is the Gerishin first Mikanu Lahaba from the time that she gives the money? Lamay Nafkamina? The Gemara said, a Pashta Nafkamina, what would be if the get disappeared? It was burnt, it got lost, it got torn. During the interim period from the time that he physically gave her the get until she gave him the money. If it's Chalam Afreya, so the get was a get, so it doesn't bother me that the get got lost. If, however, the get is first Chal, the Gerishin first goes into effect when she gives the money, in that case, you would need the get to be Chai V'Kayam at that point. The Gemara then said that really this machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda really has a shaykhis to a memra that Rebbe said. Rebbe said, that anytime a person makes a tanai and he says al menas, like our Mishnah, al it's as if he said me'ach shav dami. What does that mean? It's as if he said that when you're mekayim the tanai, I want the gerish to be chalim afreya from the time that I gave the get. And the Gemara had a discussion whether Rebbe was a das yachid or whether the Chachamim were chaylik. Rav Yehuda held that the Chachamim were chaylik on Rebbe, and that's how Rav Yehuda himself had the plates to be chaylik on Rebbe, because I know the Amri Kirabanon, whereas Rav Huna seemed to be of the opinion that Rebbe Shita is really the unanimous opinion amongst all the Tanam. Everybody holds that Koloim Ramanas is Koimim Me'ach Shav Dami. So, to be clear, and again, I'm not saying any chiddush now, but just to be clear, this sugya that we just learned is where a person did something, like a gerushin or a kedushin, ala tanai, and he used the word almanas. And the question is, how do we understand and how do we teach the word and how do we go into the psychology of this person to try to understand what it is he was thinking? When he said almanas, did he mean that it should be me'ach shav dami? Or when he said almanas, did he mean that I want this to go into effect at the time that the tanai is niskayim? But one thing is clear, and this is the whole punchline, that if the person would be clear, klara diburim, as they say, rochel bitcha ktana, that he wants the gerishin to be chal l'mafrei from the shas nesina saget, of course it would be chal from the shas nesina saget. And if the person would be clear, and he would say, I want it to first be chal from the time of the gerim ha-tanai, of course it would first be chal from the time of the Kiyum HaTanai. The Machloikis Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rebbe, and the Chachamim is not how do Tanoim work. The Machloikis is Vos Meint Al Menas. That's the Shaila. So if you would be clear that you want it to be chal Mafreya, of course it'd be chal Mafreya. And if you would be clear that you want it to be chal Mikanu Laba, of course it would be chal Mikanu Laba. The sugi is where you weren't clear, where you said Al Menas. What does Al Menas mean? So Rav Huna held one way, Rav Huda held another way. Rebbe held one way, maybe the Chachamim, if there's such a Chachamim, held another way. But of course, in the world of Lumdus of Tanayim, you can do this however you want to do it. And if you want it to be chal Mafreya, gzuntay. And if you want it to be chal Mikanu Lahaba, tavay alecha bracha. I don't know. Do what you want. But the shayla of our sugi is not that. The shayla of our sugi is when you said the word almanas. Is almanas a lashon of me'achshav? It's a lashon of lemafreya? Or is it a lashon of mikano laba? So just to speak it out even a little bit more clearly. Let's say a person is megarish as ishtoi and he wants to do it al tanai, but he wants to, once the tanai is in the sky, lemafreya the getchabichal. And he doesn't want to get involved in shaylas. Doesn't want to get involved in sugyas. What would be the simple way for him to do it? Say me'achshav. That was the Mishnah, Daf, Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. So a man can say, Hareza Giteich, Me'achshav, in the event that you're going to give me Masayim Zuz. She gives Masayim Zuz, being that he said he wants it to be Chal Me'achshav, it's going to be Chal Me'achshav. Right, just like Me'achshav in Macy works, so Me'achshav, if you're going to give me Masayim Zuz, is also going to work. So if being that he said clearly, I want it to be Chal Me'achshav, right, Me'achshav. So obviously it's going to be Chal from then. What would be the lashon that the person would be advised to use if he wants it to first be chal from the time of the Kiyum HaTanai? The word would be im. That's the word. So he would say, Hareza Giteich im titni li Masayim Zuz. Not me'achshav, im. Meaning, if you give me Masayim Zuz. So that's considered a gerishin ala tanai. That's the way we look at it in Lamdas. But the Kiyum HaTanai is what triggers the gerishin, and it's only from that point moving forward. If you say almanas, this is where you're getting into some gray area, and this is the sugya that we just learned, and it's there that there was a major debate. Just to bring this point out a little bit better, because again, it's, I think, very, very yesodistic, thing. Just to read one Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam is in Hilchos Geirush, and it's Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. It's a little long, but it's very, very quick. One Se'if in Rambam that just brings out this Nakuda. Zok Tehillah Rambam. HaMegarish Al Tanai. If someone divorces his wife Al Tanai, in the sky Ma Tanai, if the Tanai is in the sky, HaRezah Megureshes, Ve'im Loi in the sky Ma Tanai, so if a man wants to divorce his wife al-tanai, he could do so. What's the makar? The daf that we're learning right now. It says the Rambam, if you want to know the halachas, the Shulchan Aruch of Tanoim, take a look at Perek Shishi Hilchas Ishos. I explained it there already. Says the Rambam, the Shom Nizbar, over there, one of the things I explained was, Isha Megarish al-tanai, if someone is Megarish and Isha al-tanai, Kishay Yiskayim al-tanai, from the time that the Tanai is in Skyim, Tia Migureshes Mishoshe Yiskayim. The Gerushin will be in effect from the time that the Tanai is in Skyim. V'loi b'shas nesina saget liyada. But not l'mafreya from the time that he gave the get. L'fichach, it's for that reason. Yesh l'ba l'vatel aget. If the man, after he gives the get, before the Tanai is in Skyim, wants to be mevatel the get, as in the beginning of Perakash Eilech, oy l'hoysaf al Tanai, or he wants to add to the Tanai, oy l'hassoyz Tanai acher, or he wants to implement a whole nother Tanai, kolz manchle in Skyim at Tanai Arishon, until the first Tanai is in Skyim, afal pisha get liyada, even though she received again, he could do all those things. Why? Because even when the Tanai is Niskayim, it's only going to be Niskayim Mikanu Laba. The Mesaba will be if the man died, or you avar aget, or the get was lost, or Nisraf, or it was burnt. Kaidim Shay Niskayim Matanai, and Megureshes. It's not going to be a Gerishet. Why? Because it's first Chal Mikanu Laba. Ulechatchilo loytinasi achi iskayim atnai. The Rambam says lechatchilo she's not allowed to get married achi iskayim atnai. By the way, but the even if she gets married, she's married. Then this says if she does get married loytetsi elvim kain loynisha biyada lekaimoi shnehare batal atnai. Zok the Rambam. However, v'sham nizbar. But I explained something else over there. She'im amalo. What would be if when the man gave his wife a get, he said areyam nekureshes me'achshav. Oy me hayoim al tanai kach v'kach. You ready? Oy she'omala, or he said hareyat negureshes al menas. He used those words al menas kach v'kach. There the halach is k'she yiskayim at tanai tia negureshes mishas nesina saget liyada. Then she'll be divorced from the time that he gave the get. Lefichach, and it's for that reason ain't a yochel levatel get. It's too late. You can't be levatel the get anymore, even though the tanai wasn't yiskayim yet. V'loy lahoysev al tanai mishigia get liyada. Vim avad Nisraf, I feel Mesabal Koydam she is Kaima Tanaya, Reza Mikayamasa Tanayaka Moisoi. Vikvar Nisgarsh Mishas Nesina Saget Liyodo, Vieshlo, Hinosil Hatril, Avabishadam Lenis Kaima Tanay, and Khoshim Vahulu. The bottom line is the Rambam, Belishoinoi Hazov, just made a sikum on everything that we talked about. Says the Rambam, when a person divorces, and really it's left after Gerish, it's anything. When a person goes ahead and he does a Maisa ala Tanay, and the Tanai is Niskayim, is it now l'mafreya from when you did the Maisa, from when you gave the get, that it's going to be Chal? Or is it only going to be Mikanu Lahaba? It depends on the semantics. It depends on the Nusach that you use. It all depends on the language. If you said Im, Im means Mikanu Lahaba. If you said Me'achshav / Me'hayoim, or one of those Lashoinis, or even if you said Al-Menas, the Rama Paskin is like Rabbi Koloim Al-Menas, then it's going to be Me'achshav. L'Maisa, this is not for now. This Be'ez Hashem will get into in the next day or two. But this Shita Sarambam really takes a left turn. And the Rambam, in not here, but in Hilchas Ishus, goes on and he says that these two types of Tanoim, a Tanai that's Chal Mikanu Lahaba, from the Shasakim Atanai, and a Tanai that's Chal Lamafreya, once you Mekayim the Tanai, are fundamentally different Tanoim. And one of the most Mechudishtig Rambams of all time is tucked away in the Sugya that we're learning right now. The Ezer Hashem, hopefully we'll have time to get into it in the next couple of days.